Good morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon. I'm going to be with you for about 58 minutes or so, give or take a minute or two. I have someone I love to have on because this is a city department, as all the city departments. They're working every day. They're doing great things. And I don't think they get enough credit. And I think we need to let, I need to let people know all that they do. And today I have my RSVP sweatshirt on, and I also have Lisa Torrey, and she is the head of RSVP. And in my humble opinion, she does a phenomenal job.
Phenomenal.
I want to say this right up front so everybody knows where I stand. Thank you, Lisa, for pushing to get the new van. It's gorgeous.
Thank you.
So you guys always got stuff going on.
We do. It's always busy here at RSVP, I feel like, which is a great thing.
Yeah. And you know, I bumped into the guy that finally is old enough and senior enough to run the senior center over the weekend, Jim Clark. another organization that's kind of coupled in with you guys, Council on Aging. Y'all do a great job. And being a senior, I know how wonderful a job y'all do.
Wow, thank you. You know, I think the city provides an amazing service to our senior population. Definitely. And a high quality service.
I think you're 100% correct. And it's had some wonderful leaders. And I saw one of them on Saturday night at the Elks Club, the St. Patrick's Day get together. Sheila, now Marinero, but it was Sheila Pia. Sheila Marinero. I can remember when she was there. She did a great job, and so many others. And now you've picked up the gauntlet, as they said.
Yeah, I think I found my calling in life. I love it here. I really do.
Yeah, and you do a great job. You do. There's so much that this group does. I just think, to me, people need to know more about it and what they can do, and a lot of wonderful opportunities too for people to get out, seniors to get out and use all the skills they built through their careers.
Absolutely. You know, we just got through the nomination process of nominating our volunteer of the year, and I don't want to give it away.
Don't give it away.
It's such a it is. But let me just tell you that there was many nominees. We could only choose one volunteer. All of our volunteers do amazing work in the community, so it's difficult to choose one person. You know, do you choose them based on their lifetime hours or the longevity with RSVP or the impact of the job that they have out in the community? There's just so many factors that play into that. And, you know, as I said, the volunteers are doing such amazing work in the community. So it was a difficult choice. We actually tallied the votes on Friday, so I know who the person is. The person was extremely humble when they were told. I mean, it moved me to tears, and I hope that I do not cry in my speech that I give about this person at the recognition luncheon, just because they're just doing such an impactful job in the community. I can tell you that who our station of the year is. Station of the year this year is Pittsfield Beautiful. So the volunteer of the year, the job that they're doing is vastly different from our station of the year. So it just kind of speaks to the amount of work and the quality of work that's being done out in the community and the needs that are being met. So, it's huge. This Saturday, I went to the Colonial Theater for the Def Leppard concert that was there, which was amazing. But to walk in there and see the majority of the volunteers be my RSVP volunteers, and realize that this amazing venue that we have in the city of Pittsfield would not be here without the power of the volunteers. It's truly humbling.
Yeah, and they're all over. And I mean that in a real positive way. No, I mean, they're at the Colonial. They're at Barrington Stage. They're at the City Hall. I mean, places, it's amazing how much they offset budgets in a positive way.
Uh-huh.
They fulfill jobs that if they didn't do it, the organization would have to hire someone else and pay them.
Absolutely.
So I've always been a big supporter of RSVP, even before I qualified to be it.
And I mean, this year I can give you the statistics, which is
please.
Amazing. to even say that we had 288 volunteers in 2023, and these are active volunteers, meaning that they had one or more hours of service, although we had close to 200 of them that had 40 or more hours that they gave this year. With 36,623 hours of service to the community, which I think is a record for RSVP. It's amazing. Just phenomenal.
And it's because I want to say this too, Lisa, Bill Belichick found out you can have a great team, but if your quarterback isn't up to par, well, we'll leave it at that. But bottom line, RSVP and you as their quarterback, you're really doing a great job. You have a great team. It's a fun place to go into to just say, hi, how's it going? You're greeted. It's not, like Grumple Stillskins. Oh, what do you want here now? I just really and truly want people to understand that is a phenomenal amount of volunteer hours that for all practical purposes, even if you go low end, would be minimum wage hours that would have had to been paid.
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of money.
And I can say most recently, so Friday I had an extremely busy day. Went out to PCTV. I've got to give a shout out to all of you at Pittsfield Community Television, which encompasses WTBR. You all do an amazing service for this community. I wish that more people would tune in and that I didn't read things on Facebook and social media that people are just not getting the facts, right?
No.
And they're spreading the rumors. So the service that Pittsfield Community Television does, and that particularly, the Morning Drive, which is why I love coming on the show and promoting RSVP, does for the community is huge, and providing relative information out to the community, educating the community, because you do have those people that are on there that are just spreading false rumors, So,
and on occasion, on occasion, sending me emails that aren't kind. But there's a group of people in the world that I'm sure, when they wake up and they go, oh, damn, the sun's out again. You know, but you know what? You and your team and your volunteers, don't let that get you down. Really, don't let it get you down. It's just not worth it.
Yeah, I try not to allow things like that to get me down because, I know the truth and I try to, provide that as much as I possibly can. But I do want to say, in speaking about Pittsfield Community Television and you and many of the volunteers that are there that are RSVP volunteers, thank you for all the work that you do, and the effort that you put in to making each production such a special production to put out there for our community. It's great. I most recently worked with Annette, who is one of our RSVP volunteers. She came here numerous times to help me with my public service announcement. So big shout out to Annette for helping me out, because it is intimidating when you get, a packet and you've never done something like that before. But to have somebody kind of walk you through it and guide you. And she was even there on Friday with me at the production to support me. She's amazing. So it just kind of speaks to the work, that my volunteers do in the community and the dedication that they have to what they're doing in the community. It's amazing.
And I say this and they get mad at me, but the people who work there, the technicians, they're geniuses, because they can make me look good in this program. And that's, people have tried to do that for years and couldn't do it. Me look good. But yeah. They just do it. There's no fuss, there's no muss, there's no, I owe PCTV, WTBR, and a lot of people who worked to save this radio station, and then Sean Sear, who's the executive guy now, but he's still he's a genius, and Dave Cachet and Jeff and David and all the people, Matt, that behind the scenes make us look good. I'm so glad. And let's just explore for a couple of minutes. I don't want to take from your time. What we're doing, when I say we, it's PCTV and TBR. They are permitting not-for-profits. And go pick that up, Lisa, what you just did, a promotion. Your promotion.
So they're are permitting nonprofits to come in and do a public service announcement about the work that you do in the community. So the TV segment can be up to 3 minutes. You have a teleprompter script that you have to kind of create and provide some of the content, but then they really help put it together for you once it's made. And also a 30-second public service announcement for the radio. So... yeah, it's a great experience. It was one that I was completely intimidated by. When I first started here as the director, of course, I came on in February of 2022, and that's when the PSA Day, invitation gets mailed out, and I'm like, oh gosh, I'm definitely not ready for that. Last year, I kind of felt a little bit of the same, but this year I felt like, I think I'm ready to roll with this. So I hope next year when I do it, it'll be even more, that much more, and less intimidating for me, because first of all, I've already created a script, so I can kind of work off of that a little bit for next year. But this year it was kind of recreating a whole wheel.
Well, let me say this. You come across wonderful on this program.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, you make me feel very at ease when I come on your show. So I love coming on and promoting RSVP and kind of chit-chatting with you. I think it's great.
Well, part of it is you're so committed and so dedicated to your position in your agency that it just flows naturally from you. And I'm sure that's what we're going to see on the PC on the PCTV promotional. Another thing I'm working to have department heads on. We're going to run into a tough budget year. And I've already heard people who, it's not, you're much kinder to them than I am, who really don't know what they're talking about. They heard in the coffee shop or the bar or the grocery store. well, I'm just going to say, it's not factual stuff. It's as my Irish, saintly Irish mother, God rest her soul, would say, it's malarkey. So I want department heads, people who are in the job. I'm committed to the employees of the city of Pittsfield because they do the job. You know, everybody's, you know, I ever noticed your wonderful husband probably hears this too. He's ready to jump out a window. Everybody knows how to plow, but the plow guys, and gals, have you ever noticed that?
I've never noticed.
Behind the plow in my life. I got all I can do to drive a car, but these employees of the city, especially in very visible jobs, and that the others scare me too, because people really don't know what they do in the background, you know. And so I just want everybody to know before they go absolutely crazy with their budget and this cut and that, what people do, and I'm going to work to do that.
Yeah. I mean, it's a difficult exercise, and I can't say, because I am a taxpayer in Pittsfield. I live here too, so I understand, you know, the frustration that everybody is feeling. But I feel like this is not just a problem that is exclusive to the city of Pittsfield. I mean, this is a nationwide problem. The inflation is inflation, and unfortunately, you know, the cost to run things, you know, the price that we pay for things has also gone up to run the city. So, you know, I feel like Mayor Marchetti, you know, is working really hard to try to make this budget something that's going to work for everybody. And I know, you know, unfortunately, we have to make some tough choices. That's the bottom line.
But they have to be, and I have a lot of faith. I have a lot of faith in the administration, Mayor Marchetti, Pete White and the city council, but let's get the fact and I think they're going to try to work on that. But my thing is, and I've said this, I got so I don't want to say angry, but frustrated with people saying cut. You don't understand. If you cut, you cut services.
Yes.
And so let's, if we're going to cut the fire department, which is near and dear to my heart. My father was a firefighter for 38 years. If you're going to cut that, understand you're cutting firefighters.
You're cutting stations.
Yeah, and so, you're cutting stations. Same with the police. I don't want to go too far astray here from you, but it's true that we have to understand. Now, let's be ready. If we have to cut trash pickup, are you going to be ready for trash, say, every 2 weeks? Oh, then everybody goes crazy.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we ought to close these schools. Not my kid's school, but your kid's school. You know? And so, I don't want to go too far afoot, but that's what you're doing there, Lisa, for the seniors. Let me say one more thing about the van. Thank you for buying the van. I understand there was some pushback on that. Listen, grow up. The van that we had was well used and well worn. Let's do that.
It definitely was. It had, you know, served its purpose for 11 years.
Yes, it has.
And it was time for it to be replaced before it started to have a lot of problems. But the new van is.
then you're just throwing good money after bad.
Absolutely. So,
yeah.
You know, the new van is, you know, it's gorgeous. Of course, it's a change. And, you know, most people were very excited about it. In fact, one of our passengers today said she's going to buy one for herself. So that's how much she likes the van.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you have people that, because it's a change, you know, that weren't happy at first with it, which it's kind of hard to imagine who wouldn't be happy with a brand new vehicle. But some people, you know, it was a change and it was, you know, hard for them to get used to it for about a month.
Yeah.
And now I think everybody really does like the van. And the van, I will say, it's all-wheel drive, which is great. We only canceled service one time all winter.
Wow.
And I don't even think we needed to really cancel that day, except my next career, I'm going to be a weatherman because...
You can be wrong all the time and still get paid.
All the time, and yeah. It works. So, so we only just had to cancel one morning. That was it. But that van was out there every single day. We never had a problem. We never had to cancel. And I will say for our Wheels for Wellness program, the same thing. The drivers were out every day doing their rides, never had to cancel. So it's just an amazing transportation program. It's amazing to have this group of people that are so dedicated to getting people to their medical appointments. It is. We just had a pizza party for them Thursday in the office, which was really fun. It was fun for them to meet other drivers because they don't get to see each other when they're out doing their volunteer job. So it was nice to see. That was nice to give them something, you know, that we could give back to them.
And when you we're going to talk a little bit when we come back from the break. But one of the things I want to let people know, and Lisa will expand the Wheels for Wellness and the band programs, and you don't have to be stuck because you don't have transportation. You don't have to miss a test. You know, when I was with UCP and they shut down everything with COVID, you know, we had to make do and zig and zag and do all kinds of things. And this is a service provided to you by RSVP.
Uh-huh.
They are one, and they've been doing it for years and years.
50 years, a little over 50 years now, because it was one of the first programs RSVP offered.
Yeah, and the thank you to the volunteer. Let me straighten that again. The volunteer drivers. You know, there was a time, Lisa, you won't believe it, but there was a time when a person who is not here anymore accused the school department of surreptitiously paying me under the table to do this program. Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if they are, let me know where it is. But again, this was a whole thing of a false rumor. And that's why I want to have people on, dispel false rumors. The office, just before we go to break, tell people where the office is, because I've had a couple of people stop me in a grocery store or something. I can't find that place in a library.
So,
it's not with the book.
and equally, we have people that can't find the library that come into RSVP. It's weird.
Yeah, the library is next door. It's got all kinds of books in it.
Yes, yeah.
Dead giveaway.
So we are at 16 Bartlett Avenue. We are located on the back side of the library near the children's department. Our number is 499-9345. We are here Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. So stop in.
And she means that. She really does mean that.
I do mean it, yeah.
Since Lisa was there and when Sheila was there, and who's the lady after Sheila? I just drew a blank.
Cheryl Whalen.
Cheryl Whalen.
Yep.
It was, you're greeted when you went in there. It was such a night, and they want to do something for you.
Yeah, I gotta say, my staff is just as dedicated as I am. So it is really great. We're a great team here. Like the staff and I really do care about everything that we're doing. So you know, and we really care about the people. It's all about the people.
And that. You radiate that. The staff radiates that. When you go in, you're ready. You're greeted.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, how are you? What can I do anything?
Mm-hmm.
And it's always been that way. Pretty much, it was a kind of a bleak period, but it's a place for seniors who have skill. If you want to volunteer, you should go there. Don't you know we. We're all, I'm old, but through my career, believe it or not, I've learned a lot. I forgot a lot, but I forget where I parked the car. So, but seriously, if you want something to do, there's no minimum hours. You don't have to sign up for, and Lisa can walk you through it and the team, but it gets you out of the house. It makes you, what I found in talking with people and the lovely Jean Ryan, who's just left us.
Yeah.
She was Barrington Stage. If you, I mean, she was as much time there as Julianne Boyd. they help make a place too, and you get as much as you give. That's what I found by volunteering. You get as much as you give, and but there's a lot of opportunities, and Lisa too. If you're a not-for-profit organization, you need to also get a hold of Lisa if in case you need volunteers to help out, answer the phones. You know, we use RSVP people at when I say we, when I was with UCP.
There's
for the volunteers, it gets you out of the house and makes you productive. For the agencies, you save them thousands. And not for profits being leaving our UCP, I can tell you it's a struggle today for not for profits. We're going to take a short break. This is Lisa Torrey. She is the executive director of RSVP, and she does a phenomenal job, in my humble opinion. And everybody knows this. The views and opinions on this show are mine and those of my guests. They in no way represent the Pittsfield School Department, the Pittsfield School Committee, Mayor Tyre in the mayor's office, Pete Marchetti in the city council, and or the guy that's trying to dry up the big puddle at Wakona Park. We'll be right back. This is WTBR 89.7 FM and your radio dial. And it's also, we're simulcasting on PCTV channel 1301. And I will tell you, we take the word community very seriously at Federico Drive. We are part of your community and you are part of ours. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs. Greylock Federal, opportunity grows here. With locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
Support for closed captioning on PCTV is brought to you by the Feigenbaum Foundation, with additional support from the Pittsfield Commission on Disabilities.
Do you have a favorite show on WTBR-FM? Did you miss the last episode? We've got good news for you. Most of our shows are now available on podcast. You can subscribe to your favorite and have the latest episode downloaded to your device automatically on Apple, Google, Amazon Music, Stitcher, or Overcast. Go to WTBRFM.com/podcasting and find out more today. WTBR-FM, for the love of radio.
Hola, hola. I'm Daisy.
Yo soy Marta.
Whether you want to learn a little Spanish or get a glimpse of our wonderful Latin roots, join us as we celebrate Latin culture with music from genres ranging from salsa to bachata. Gain insight on local news, community information, and very special guests. Only on Mundo Latino, welcoming listeners of all nations on WTBR 89.7 FM.
Support for Mundo Latino comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union. Still paying for that monthly gym membership? How about that streaming service you never watch? Why not support WTBR FM instead? For just $8.97 a month, you could show your support for our community radio station today. Go to WTBRFM.com and click donate. It's as easy as that. We need to support this station to keep it on the air, and every little bit helps. WTBR FM, for the love of radio.
If it rocks, it rocks. It rocks. WTBR 89.7.
And now back to the morning drive on WTBR FM. Pittsfield Community Radio.
We are back. I'm so lucky today to have with me Lisa Torrey. She is the executive director of RSVP, if you're just tuning in. RSVP, Retired Senior Volunteers. And I will tell you, it's a great organization for everyone. It's one of those things that's like a blessing to everyone. It's a blessing to the volunteers because it gets them out. It gets them socializing. Yeah, we retired. Doesn't mean your life is over. You're retired. That's it. Mm-hmm. You're out to a good friend of mine, retired, city guy, retired, got a new position. And I said to him, you're just writing a new chapter in your life's book. And part of the chapter can be RSVP. And for other people who are don't drive anymore or homebound or whatever, they provide, and Lisa's going to get into how you do it, all kinds of, if you have a medical appointment, and they'll, you got to give them time. You can't call 2 hours before and say, I got a medical appointment, because they're busy. But Lisa, would you go into that for us, please?
Sure. You want to know how to call to book a ride, or do you, yeah, want to? Okay. So to book a ride, you just have to call 499-9345 to book your ride. And if you haven't been a client of ours before, we do a small intake questionnaire, and we kind of go over some of the rules of riding with us, which is basically that we do need 2 full business days of notice. It's not an on-demand service. And I always tell the clients, if you know that you have an appointment that's coming up and it's, 2 or 3 weeks out, please call to get in the schedule. Yeah. Because it's hard for us to kind of put you, yep, in the schedule last minute. We do book quickly. So that's, one of the rules, but it is a free transportation service. And one of the other rules of the program is that you have to be able to self-assist. We do have some drivers, that might get out and help fold up a locker or, help, yeah, you, but the majority of our drivers are against our policy, number one, to be doing that. But the second thing to note is that these are also senior citizens, and some of them might be able to support you in that manner. And so, that's one of the rules of the program. But
They will, like Lisa said, the more advanced notice you can give them, the better off you and they are.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fairness thing. And, it's been going on, Lisa just said, and for people that are just tuning in, 50 years they've been doing this. 50.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is almost as long as Lisa's been alive. 50. Or me.
Almost. Not quite, but almost.
Almost.
Yeah, I mean, when I was going back through some of the pictures, one of the original vans that they used for the program, you know, it was the early 70s, huge, like probably 15 passenger van.
Oh yeah. Land yachts, I call them.
Yeah. And I joke with Steve, who is our custodian here at the library. I joke with him all the time because when I was going through the pictures, equally, I'm looking through the pictures and he was in a lot of the pictures younger. So I said, Steve, when were you born? He
Yeah.
said, I was born in 1973. And I said, oh my God, we got to superimpose your picture on the first band for RSVP in your car seat.
Yeah. And there the opportunity to be a volunteer, explain that whole commitment so the people understand.
So, you know, some people are a little intimidated by something that is a very structured routine, and other people really like structured routines. So the level of commitment and service that you get, we always tell the volunteer, that is your choice. So there's, you know, something for everybody to do. We certainly don't want to make somebody feel stressed about their time and their commitment.
And for the people that do this, and some of are there now, it doesn't interfere with your 3 months in Florida.
No, but we
You
have
know,
people
you
that
can
go
be
away all the
that, yeah.
time.
And for those people who may be watching this on the web or somewhere, get back home. You're missing the cold. And it's a nice cold morning. But seriously, the opportunities to volunteer at some of the opportunities from Barrington Stage to the Colonial, it's they're amazing. They're
Yeah,
amazing.
I mean, we've got baby animals coming up at Hancock Shaker Village. So
Oh, cool.
yeah, we're looking for volunteers for that. We usually have you know, people that do that every year, but we always like to add new volunteers to
Cool.
that list. In fact, you know, we have a few new volunteers that have signed up for that. It's one of the mine and Diane's favorite station visits.
Yeah.
During the spring, to go up to the barn and visit the volunteers and see the baby animals is always a fun thing to do. Diane and I recently volunteered for Habitat for Humanity. We did a RSVP build day, which we'll probably do another RSVP build day. So it was me and Diane and one of our volunteers, Mark, who came for that.
Oh, cool.
You know, when you were speaking about how good it feels to volunteer, it really does. You know,
Yeah.
it's not often that I get to leave my desk to go out and do things. I'm here, you know, behind the scenes doing the administrative work. And so to be able to go out and give back to the community, it feels really good. So, you know, the house that we worked on was on Robbins Avenue. They're building a house. It's a two-unit house, and the units will be available. Each unit will be available for the prospective homeowner to purchase. Yeah, so which gives people a sense of pride to be a homeowner
Yeah.
in the community. So it's
And
really, it was really nice to learn a new skill because I certainly didn't know how to do what I did when I walked in there that morning. And you know, now when I drive through there, it's, oh yeah, that's the house I worked on, you know? So it does give you a sense of pride to learn something like that. And they were wonderful at Habitat for Humanity.
Oh, they're
They,
great.
yeah.
Carmel Valley, and another great organization.
Absolutely. So we have we need people to bake for them. So Fridays are when they do their build days. So they
Wow.
usually have a crew of people that are at whatever build they're doing. And we need people to bake for that. So even if you're not able, physically able to go out to a site and volunteer to build on that site, you know, there's something for you to do at Habitat for Humanity to help give back. You know, and that's, you know, helping to create sustainable housing in our community, which
desperately needed.
Absolutely.
Desperately needed.
Mm-hmm. So
I would be remiss if we went on without me acknowledging Billy Mangiardi, who I believe, I don't know his official title, but he takes care of all the animals and the farm and all that. Billy, I've known Billy a very long time. What a conscientious, knowledgeable, wonderful guy who just, he like you, he's breathed new life into that whole operation out there with the animals and the babies and the farming. You're not going to get anybody more gifted, more talented, and more conscientious than Billy Mangiardi. And like I said, I've known the Mangiardi family for a very, very long time. And I express my condolences to their loss, very recent loss. But yeah, there's a variety. You can, like I said, you can be in City Hall. If you
could be at RSVP.
You could be here at RSVP. I believe we have volunteers at PCTV.
Yes. Yep. And I was so excited when I saw the RSVP login book that's there with the little sign that says this is where you can record your hours, which is great. You know, PCTV, as we talked about earlier in the segment, they're just so supportive of the community. They're supportive of RSVP, which I love. We have a great collaborative working relationship with PCTV, which I'm so grateful for.
And now the volunteers, are they just for Pittsfield?
No, we have volunteers community-wide. RSVP serves all of Berkshire County, which is amazing. So I definitely need more volunteers in North and South County. You know, especially for our Wheels for Wellness program, we have a lot of people in rural areas that need rides to get to their medical appointment. You know, it helps. It's what's called aging in place. You know, people want to stay in their homes.
That's me. Look at the chair. That's what I'm doing. I'm right here. I'm aging in place.
You don't want to, they're still independent enough to live on their own.
Yeah.
Maybe they've had to give up their license recently. You know, so they need a way to get from point A to point B. And certainly medical equity is extremely important.
And you know, more and more is the baby boomers, of which I am, age, we're going to need these services more and more. I mean, I realize I'm failing, and I kid around a lot, but I understand that I can't do what I used to do, and so organizations like RSVP, Villages of the Berkshires, Habitat for Humanity. You know, we don't need these big houses anymore, but there's no little houses, so we stay kind of, you know. And so if you got and you still can do it and you want to do it, we are going to eventually, you may need the services. So let's help RSVP and volunteer. You know, in the summertime, there is a plethora of opportunities.
With
the cultural stuff.
Absolutely. I mean, we're partnered with the parade committee, for instance. I mean, that's something that you could volunteer for at the parade committee. And, you know, participating in the parade last year, you know, and getting to see the parade from behind the scenes when they're lining people up and somebody's got their clipboard and they're directing you where to go and when to move. And it's quite a production. So,
I, and again, you know, I'll have those folks on because I had a young man on who does that for a living, but he's from Pittsfield. But he did the Fiesta Parade in California. I mean, it's the Pittsfield 4th of July Parade is a massive production. I mean, Lisa's telling you, it's like, and they have it down to a fine science. And they, they need to hear good things about that, too. And thanks to the people who volunteer for that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I volunteer, no man.
Yeah, we would not have such a great parade if it wasn't for the volunteers that are dedicated to putting that parade on. So thank you to them, really.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And you know, if they want to get a hold of they're watching this program, say, you know what, I'd like to volunteer X number of hours a week, a month, whatever. What do they do?
So you can give us a call at the office, 499-9345. You can ask to speak with the volunteer coordinator, Diane, and she can help set you up. That's her role here, is to help connect you with the volunteer job that you'd like to do.
Yeah. And there's a list. You pick out what you want to do.
Mm-hmm. We have a great newsletter that gets put out every month. And usually in between the month, if something comes in that's a special event that somebody says, hey, I need help, I forgot to tell you that we have this going on and we really need volunteers for it, we'll throw that out in a special email and newsletter that goes out to all the volunteers. All 411 of them that are currently registered to volunteer.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And again, you get, I know I repeat myself, but when you get to be my age, you're going to repeat yourself too. You'll get as much out of it as you put into it. I mean that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Out of the house, I was with somebody a couple of weeks ago and they said, you know, since I retired, I don't have to get up. I'm sleeping in. And that was always one of the things I was worried about, that if I didn't have a commitment, but you know, you'd be lucky if I was up at noon. But then we did the morning shows and we're doing this. You have to have something to do. Otherwise, and I don't mean this to be funny, but otherwise, you're like a flower and you just kind of...
Yeah. I mean, just because you're retired or, you know, you're a senior doesn't mean that your life is over.
Oh, no, you know? It's another chapter.
It's another chapter. And you have to keep busy. It's good for your mental health. It's good for your physical well-being to keep busy. And I'm always happy to hear when the volunteers come in here, like we heard last week, on Thursday when the volunteers were here for the pizza party, how much RSVP means to them.
Yes.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's humbling to hear people say that they feel so welcome here. You know, that, you know, RSVP is really making a difference in their life. They make a difference in my life and they make a difference in all the lives that they touch.
Yes.
But really to hear them say that, you know, if it wasn't for RSVP, I wouldn't know what I would be doing, you know? So I like hearing that.
And it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Think you're taking someone that if it wasn't for your volunteerism, an RSVP's van probably wouldn't go to the doctor or get the test they need.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
Lengthen their lifespan.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I can remember at a board, I used to be on the RSVP board.
I wish you'd come back.
Can we do it Zoom? No, can we do it Zoom? No, I'm only kidding.
No pressure.
I might take you up on it.
I would love to have you back.
Thank you. You're very kind. But a person coming, just stopping in and saying how much that ride meant to them.
Mm-hmm.
Because
or being a volunteer means to them. Yeah. Like even, you know, and I hear that from the volunteers too. I mean, as much as the volunteers are doing for others, like they're getting something back from that too.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I've always done some form of volunteering somewhere through my career, through my life, and I've always found and at the end of the day or the end of the year or whatever, I've really gotten more out of it than I've put into it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's just part of. It'll make you feel better. You will feel better when you go home and say, you know what, I drove today, but I brought five people to the doctor that wouldn't have gotten there if it wasn't for him or her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So one more time, I know this is repetitious, but in case people are like me and forgot the number, how do they get a hold? You want to be a volunteer? You're an organization, a not-for-profit organization. And you need help?
It is 499-9345. That is our number here at RSVP. You know, and I will say too, Bill, that I like to give back to my volunteers as much as I am able to do so. We have a very small budget here at RSVP. We're part funded by AmeriCorps Seniors. We have a grant. It's a 3-year grant, so we get part of our funding from that grant. But the majority of the funding comes from the city of Pittsfield. And again, it's a small budget. But I try to do what I can to give back to the volunteers as much as I'm able to, whether that be a volunteer that comes in and says, hey, I want to teach an art class, or I want to do a mindfulness class, or like we have a group of people that knit in the office that have kind of, they've learned from each other.
Have you got that sweater?
No. No, I wish, but they do make little gifts for us all the time. But they're constant. So what they've done is they've made when I say a lot, probably about 500 at this point hats that they have donated between Berkshire Community Action Council and the Christian Center, both of which are our stations. So this group of volunteers comes in every Tuesday morning. It's quite a group of people. They're very accepting of other people that come in and want to learn from them. They're very accepting if somebody just wants to come in and drop in and learn a couple things. But this is a nice group of people. They've gone through, medical things together, things with their kids, and they kind of sit and they sit and chat in the chairs that are set up nice and welcoming in the office. The staff has really gotten to know all of the volunteers that are coming in and partaking in that. So it's great. Most recently, we offered a DEI training with Michael Obasahan, our director of the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Department for the City of Pittsfield. The feedback that we got from that was incredible. We didn't know who was there was much interest in signing up to participate in that class. And at the end, the volunteers who participated last week in the class are asking for more of it to be brought. So, you know, I look at it, this has to be a high quality volunteering experience. So I really do try to have volunteers come in. It's one thing I pride myself on is getting to know each and every one of the volunteers as an individual. I like to know who I'm working with. And so it's great.
This lady right here is worth my weight in gold.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot of weight. But all kidding aside, please support RSVP. get to understand their mission. Get to talk. If you don't you have a question, call Lisa, because she's very forthcoming. There's no malarkey. I have her on the program. I'm always, always, always happy to have them on because they're always doing something.
Yeah. And I should mention too that we have a busy April coming up. Tuesday, April 2nd from 1 to 3 p.m., we are having a health fair that we're working on in conjunction with Berkshire Health Systems. Cool. It is from 1 to 3 p.m. at Rose Manor in their common room. So it's like a community room at Rose Manor. County ambulance will be there, the YMCA, RSVP, Berkshire Health Systems. We'll have tables set up. I think there's going to be blood pressure screenings. There's a table that's going to be set up about fall prevention. So it's a good opportunity to come out and see, you know, what's available for you. And then we do have our annual recognition brunch, which was a luncheon, but it's a brunch this year. It's at Proprietors. It's April 19th. It's for volunteers that have 40 or more hours. Stations are nonprofits that we partner with, will be invited to come to the brunch along with the mayor will be there. So and hopefully some city councilors will be coming along too. And then we have National Volunteer Week that kind of kicks off National Volunteer Week. And during that week, we have Arbor Day, which is going to be right here at RSVP. They're planting a tree right on East Street in honor of one of our volunteers that passed away last year, who was our arborist, Bob Prisetti.
Yep, Bob.
So we're planting a tree right here, right on East Street with a memorial plaque. So that's April 26th at noontime. And then April 28th, which is the Sunday, right after that, we are planting another tree up at Springside Park, right by the Springside House, in Bob's honor.
Good.
So,
folks, we got to run. Lisa, thanks a million for everything you do and all your team. And as I always do, let me just say this. God bless. And I have to quickly thank the Berkshire County Irish American Club for naming me Irish Person of the Year.
And the congratulations.
Elks, and the Elks Club for putting on a marvelous event last Saturday night. God bless. Let's take care of each other. Talk to you soon. Thanks, Lisa. Don't take this as a threat. I'll be stopping by.
Oh, thank you.
Bye-bye. Thanks, everybody. See you soon. Bye.